Well, hello everybody. How you all doing? This is CA on the iHeartRadio Network. Normally, I would be doing Sunday morning praise, but I just got the news last night in Arlington, Texas, that BJ had passed away. He's in the arms of Jesus now up in the glory gates, and I'm going to be sharing with you guys. I was a very dear friend of his. I went over to his house a few times, and I'll be sharing his testimony in his faith that he shared with me. He would want me to share it, and I'm going to have the opportunity to tell you all about that. And I want you to share this with anybody who loves BJ. And there should be a lot of people that loved him. We're going to be playing a lot of his regular original music, and I'm going to put some gospel music in. It's going to be a little different, out of the norm. It's Memorial Day. You guys are on the road. We'll refresh with Sunday morning praise again next Sunday. It's a very somber day. As of yesterday, getting the news yesterday evening that BJ had passed away from stage 4 lung cancer. Hang on one second. Let's do a PSA announcement. I would ask that if you guys could do me a favor, can you all please keep Gloria, his wife, Gloria, in your prayers? I would greatly, greatly appreciate that. They've been married, while they were married, probably about 55, 56 years. He loved his wife, no doubt about that. He loved his children. So if you guys could keep the girls in prayers, I don't have the daughters' names, but if you just keep in mind in your prayers today, BJ Thomas's girls, I greatly appreciate that. And the band, he was still out on the road traveling, and if you could keep all of his band members and managers and stuff in their prayers, they greatly appreciate it. Everybody was like a tight-knit family. And I will tell you that BJ was one of the most nicest guys you would ever run into. I'll be sharing many, many stories. But first, I want to kick off his signature song, Raindrops Is Falling on My Head, on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show, tribute to my friend, Mr. BJ Thomas. Raindrops are falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. So I just did me some talking to the sun, and I said I did. Raindrops Is Falling on My Head, I tell you, one of his signature songs, one of many that we're going to play And if you just joined us, guys, if you didn't know already, Mr. BJ Thomas had passed away yesterday at age 78 years old from stage 4 lung cancer. I tell you, that cancer, one day cancer, when we get up to heaven, cancer ain't going to be a thing of the past. BJ, one of the nicest guys you could ever run into. I'm going to share a story briefly. I'm going to share a few of them. I used to do notary work. I was a mobile notary, and one day I had what was called a singular phone. And, you know, I don't know if y'all remember, you could put it into the cup area and it'd roll over to your home phone back when we had landline phones. And I received this awkward caller ID. I don't really want to mention what the name of it was, but I answered it, and it was a son-in-law. And I didn't know who it was. He didn't tell me who it was. It just said, come to this blah, blah, blah address at blah, 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 blah. And I said, okay. So I get there, and, you know, got everything ready. And I ring the doorbell. Modest home, by the way. Really a nice, modest home. Pitch dark. I kind of chuckle about it because it reminded me at first. I thought, okay, this ain't the Adams family home. I'd ring the doorbell, and you'd ring it. It'd go ding, dong, dong, ding. Ding, dong, dong, ding. And all of a sudden, I heard a cavalry of Chihuahuas, six of them, come up to greet me at the door, along with the son-in-law. He said, come on in. I said, okay. He said, I'll be here in just a moment. He's upstairs. I said, okay. And it was in the late afternoon, about a 4:30, 5 o'clock in the late afternoon. And I remember as I was just looking around, I seen these solid gold records in a beautiful frame. One was Raindrops Has Fallen on My Head. Another one that I'm going to play here in a minute was Whatever Happened to Old Fashioned Love. Oh, wow. He was upstairs. He was dressed, but he had on his robe. He said, hello, young man. Big smile on his face. Let me tell you, BJ was always happy. I never saw him on a bad day. If he had a bad day, he hid it, okay? Let me tell you that. Upstairs, he had a slew of golf clubs. He's a big-time golfer. And I said, wow. He said, you know, it's kind of like Baskin-Robbins. I have 31 to 50 flavors of golf clubs. I started chuckling. He goes, well, good morning, or well, for me, for you, it's late afternoon. For me, it's morning. And I said, yes. I said, you're Mr. Thomas. Hey, just call me Billy Joe. I said, okay. So we sat down and we talked, and this is just one memory. And before I go into anything further, for I want to play this song, but I said, BJ. He said, yeah. He goes, you want a cup of coffee? You want some Coca-Cola? They drink Coke too, by the way. Or he goes, you want water, Sprite? I mean, he had a really everything you always wanted to drink up there. He was going to offer it to me. I said, no, it's okay. I said, no, you know what? I'll take a Sprite. So he gave me a Sprite. We sat down. I said, I got to ask you a question. He said, yeah. I said, I saw your solid gold record, and it has Raindrops Has Fallen on My Head, and then another one I love, one of my favorites, two of them with Raindrops Falling on My Head. The other one is Whatever Happened to Old Fashioned Love. We started talking about love. Whatever happened to Old Fashioned Love? Me and BJ talked about it one day. He said, you know, I don't know this old crazy world the way it's getting. Well, BJ, in honor of you, my friend, we're going to play this song, one of your other signature songs on The Morning Brew Christian Podcast, tribute to my friend, BJ Thomas. Whatever Happened to Old Fashioned Love?
We
Mama, BJ Thomas. You probably never heard of that song if you guys are the younger group. Okay, continuing marching on as we continue to play My Friend, as we continue to tribute BJ Thomas. Boy, what a big loss for music. But he's up there singing with Jesus, and we'll be playing some of his gospel songs here in just a little bit. Another time I had with him, we were sitting down and we were talking, and I did his notary work for him. It was quite a bit of paperwork. Oh, goodness, I probably spent about 3 hours at his home the first time I was there. Very nice. And I looked over there and I said, BJ. He said, yeah. I said, you got another beautiful frame here that really, I know exactly what that is. He said, you talking about Hook on a Feeling? I said, that's right, Hook on a Feeling. Well, BJ, we're going to play this for your fans. Hooked on a Feeling, BJ Thomas.
So small and healthy. that my fingers fold around it like a glove. And I just can't help believing when she's whispering her magic and the tears are shining honey sweet with love.
There we go. Just can't help believing. I'll tell you what, and we just can't help believing how we lost one of our dear singers, but how he has now entered the presence of the Lord. And wow, when you're up there, why would you want to come back? Amen? Amen. Well, we're here honoring my friend and special tribute to Mr. B.J. Thomas. And he would not like me to. I don't know why I call him Mr., but he always never wanted me to call him Mr. He said, just call me Billy Joe or B.J. So it's just a habit, I guess, but we're here to honor a great singer and a great man. And now I'm going to take a little time with you guys before I play some gospel songs. We're kind of flipping a little bit back and forth on the special tribute on the iHeartRadio Network for Mr. B.J. Thomas. What I wanted to let you know was B.J. shared his faith with me. Second time I came back to visit him, he called me up and wanted me to come by and visit him, and I did. And he wanted to share his faith and his faith about how he got saved. So I would like to take the opportunity, because he would want me to share this with you all. In fact, he told me to share it. He said, if I ever go before UCA, he goes, I want you to share it, and I want you to share it wherever you go. I said, I sure will. So in honor of my friend, I want to share this. But we were sitting down. We were drinking coffee this time, actually. Gloria had made some coffee. We were doing some more documents and stuff back in the day. And BJ shared how he was an alcoholic. As most of you guys know, he was an alcoholic. Now, before then, when he was on the road, he would go with his band and himself. And sometimes Gloria couldn't go because Gloria was with the children. Gloria got invited to go to a Methodist church. And Gloria accepted Jesus Christ as personal Savior. How about that? And I was going to say, how about those apples? But anyway, she accepted Jesus Christ, personal Savior. So she made attempts to get BJ to come. BJ said, I don't want to come. I've got other stuff to do. It was more the bottle and other things. And Gloria said, drop the bottle. And he listened. When Gloria speaked, he listened because he loved her so much. And Gloria drug him, well, not actually drag, but drug him in the car to church, at a Methodist church. He told me at that moment, during a preaching sermon, that he accepted Jesus Christ as personal Savior. How about that? God can take any bad situation and make it good. Can he? Sure can. I want you to keep this in mind during this tribute for BJ. And he would want me to tell you, as he told me, and me and him both shared it, don't give up on God, because God hasn't gave up on you. When you're down and out and you're frustrated about things, God's there. When you're happy, he's there. When you're sad, he's there. When you don't think you can go the extra mile, you can with him. A lot of times you feel alone. You begin to wonder, is he even around? He is. Got to believe. It's called faith. Faith. We come with faith of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I tell you, without Him, I don't know where I'd be. I thank Him every day. BJ shared with me before Porter Wagner had passed away, and I want to tell everybody, this is a true story, by the way. Drinking coffee, of course, and yes, he loved Folgers just as much as I did. We're not trying to put a commercial into it. And cream and sugar at the time. Of course, I'm on sugar substitute now. But BJ shared the fact that he went to go see Porter Wagner, and he was in the nursing home. He did not know Jesus. BJ bought him a Bible. It kind of reminded me of what I used to do. I go buy a Bible. He bought a Bible, brought it to Porter, who couldn't even read. He was in such bad shape. But in a state of mind, he was still connecting with BJ. BJ shared his faith of how Christ had turned him around, thanks to Gloria. God used Gloria to get him into church and how he accepted Jesus Christ as personal Savior. Guess what? BJ led Porter to the Lord. True fact. And he would want me to share that with you all. And I bet those two are having a great time, but I know he's in the presence of God, and I know he's just in awe. What a great guy. I've got a song I want to play, a couple of them, on gospel. And this one is called Home, Where I Belong. It's a live version.
Ah.
Amen. Just a closer walk with thee. Boy, I'll tell you what, I'm just getting blessed and so overwhelmed with some of BJ's songs. Now I'm going to play one from, it's called The Old Rugged Cross. This is a live version on the Gospel album of BJ. Here we go. I've got one more song I'm going to play on the BJ Thomas tribute, friends. Before I do, I want to share one more thing about BJ. Rest assured, he's up there in heaven. There's no doubt about it. Like I said, he shared his faith and how he accepted Jesus Christ as personal Savior. The last time I seen BJ, we kept in touch from time to time. And he told me, he shared with me, he said, you know, all we got to keep doing is keep touching him and keep reaching him. I said, you know what, you sound like a little Billy Graham. He kind of chuckled. He said, well, we know no one's as great as that America's pastor. I said, I know, but you know, each one of us have a gift. And then he was sharing with me, he said, you're right, each one of us has a gift. He goes, you got a gift, I've got a gift, so-and-so's got a gift. He said, my gift is in the music. He said, how I can touch hearts. He goes, I can't tell you during my gospel songs how many hearts I have touched, how many people have been blessed with the music. And how some had been led to Christ. Praise God. In closing, again, thank you, everybody. I've got one more song. BJ, you made a difference in my life, and I'll see you up in heaven one day, brother. And you know what? You just keep enjoying yourself up there. Like I said, if I was up there, I wouldn't want to come down. And I know you're up there just enjoying yourself and spending time with Jesus and Father Abraham and, oh my goodness, Noah and everybody up there, all the saints, all the people that are the believers, the body of believers. But you're up there with Christ. Good job, good and faithful servant. May you rest in peace. And BJ, this song that you sung, it's a live version, is from me and many of your listeners that I'm speaking for. Thank you for making a difference in my life. And thank you for sharing your faith with me, brother friend, that I will carry on my testimonials wherever I travel. We love you, brother, and we'll see you on the other side. Friends, here's the song, BJ Thomas, What a Difference You Made in My Life, on iHeartRadio. Amen. If you guys could do me a favor, continue to keep Gloria, his wife, and his family in your prayers. In fact, let's just come together as a body of believers, and let's just go ahead and pray for BJ, his family, and everything. God bless him. Dear Lord, we just pray right now. We know that BJ is in your arms. And Father God, we just pray for his family right now. We think of Gloria and the girls. I pray you just wrap your arms around him. Thank you for the opportunity in knowing him. Thank you for letting him share his faith. What a great man of God. As he changed his whole life, he turned his whole life around. And he was just sharing his faith and how touching it is. And thank you for the friendship I have with him. And I'll see him on the other side. Many of his listeners will be, and his fans will see him on the other side. We thank you so much for BJ and the life that he has. And the life that he now has with you eternally. Continue to help them through this grieving time. For we love you in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you, friends. This is CA on the iHeart Radio Network and family. And on behalf of Gloria, I know she'd want me to tell you all this. On behalf of Gloria and the girls. And, of course, the late BJ that's up in heaven. Thank you. The family does appreciate you. I know they do. And we will talk to you guys later. Bye-bye for now.